In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. Two voices, two prophetic voices, two Holy Spirit-filled voices. And that means only one thing. They are two voices that echo across the centuries from then to now, bearing witness to us today. Their voices echoing through the centuries in full-on rejoicing. Rejoicing in the baby Mary and Joseph brought to the temple. Simeon and Anna are their names. They'd both grown old waiting for the Messiah that God had promised to Israel. But the days of growing old were over, done. He was here, the Messiah, come to them. The Messiah promised to Adam and Eve, to Noah and Abraham, to Isaac and Jacob, and to all of Israel. He is here, a baby. A baby who is at the same time wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In this baby, God has kept his promise. In this baby, God has come to save his people and to usher in his reign on this earth. God's almighty power is here. The word by which he called heaven and earth into existence. His right arm by which he takes the field. His right arm by which he takes the field carried in Mary's arms and protected by Joseph of Nazareth. Amazing. Think on Simeon. The Holy Spirit had promised, believing Simeon, that he would see the Savior, the Lord's Christ, the Messiah. He would see him before he died. And so he waits and he waits and he waits and he waits, looking for that day to come. Who would it be? What would he look like? What would wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, what would he look like? Coming into the temple, possessed by the Holy Spirit of God, Simeon looks up on this very nondescript day at this nondescript family coming in to do for their baby boy according to the custom of the law, the rite of purification. And there he is. The Savior shows up. The baby Jesus. And Simeon looked up to heaven and he replied, "Are you kidding me? Is this some kind of a joke? Certainly the Holy Spirit must be mistaken." Well, that's not exactly what Simeon said. As implausible as it appeared to be, as foolish as it all seemed, as offensive to one's sensibilities as it truly is, Simeon takes the baby in his arms, blesses God for this wonderful gift, and returns thanks. A most incredible prayer he prays. "Lord, yes, I'm ready. I can die in peace now, just as you promised. These poor eyes, these old eyes, are seeing the salvation which you have prepared for the whole world. This baby is a light to the Gentiles, and he's given for the glory of your people Israel." What a song. What a prayer. So pregnant, so full of meaning. It's one of the oldest hymns in our hymn book. And what a way to begin a song. What a way to begin a prayer. Nunc dimittis. Now depart. Lord, now I can die in peace. Simeon was telling God he was ready to die. Are you ready to die? Does that subject ever really cross your mind? Oh, maybe sometimes it does, like when you've been thoroughly embarrassed by somebody, or when life has just become too impossible or too painful. But what about the good times? What about during the enjoyable times? Or do you just avoid the subject altogether? That's what most people do. But the day will come when you can't ignore it. So learn from Simeon how to die. And Simeon's point is you can die in peace. In peace because you have your life in order? No. In peace because you've checked off everything on your bucket list? No. In peace because you've finally made it? No. In peace because you've got your debt handled, your kids married off, your life straightened out, your this, that, or the other thing well in hand? Is that where you find your comfort? Is that what you look to for peace in your life? If so, you won't die in peace. You won't die in peace because those idols of yours will crack and crumble. And even though they don't seem like idols now, even though they don't seem to be the things that you fear and love and trust above all things, even God, they will be revealed as such. They will be revealed as idols when the day of death comes. The opposite is true with the one true God, the baby Jesus. You can die in peace because just like Simeon, you have seen the Lord's Christ. But wait, Simeon held the little Lord Jesus in his arms. When did you ever see the Lord's Christ? When did you ever hold the baby Jesus close to your chest? Even closer than holding the little Lord Jesus asleep in your arms, he has baptized you into his death and resurrection. He feeds you with his body and blood. He has called you the temple of the Holy Spirit. Salvation is yours in Christ Jesus. You're died for by him. You're totally forgiven by him. That means you can trust the truth. You can trust the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. You can trust that the Father holds absolutely nothing against you, not your failures, not your screw-ups, not your sins, the big ones and the small ones, nothing. Because the little Lord Jesus has died for you. He's worked peace between you and the Father. The Father's not angry with you for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. In and through the little Lord Jesus and his Good Friday work, the Father loves you. And he is so delighted in you. If all that's true, and it is, you can die in peace. You can die in peace whether your life is at peace and everything's going good right now or not, because the little Lord Jesus shed his blood for you in his circumcision and in his Good Friday dying. That's a Good Friday salvation, a Good Friday redemption done by the Lord's Christ for you, a blood-bought salvation for you and for everyone. for Gentiles, for Israel. The little Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Mary and Joseph absolutely marveled at those words spoken by old Simeon. And you'd think that everybody in the whole world would rejoice in this baby. But Simeon points out that there will be people who won't. They won't marvel at the Lord's Christ. Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel. Jesus, you see, is a double-edged sword. He is a sign of God's present gracious gift for sinners who are looking for a Savior. But for those who say, thanks, but no thanks, they will stumble and fall in their own unbelief, in their own self-righteousness. See, there's no neutrality when it comes to this baby. Either you confess him to be the Lord and your Savior, or you don't. There's no mushy middle. Either you believe Jesus to be the Christ, or you don't. Either you take seriously the fact that you are dead in your sins, or you don't. Either you believe Jesus died and rose for you, or you don't. Do you believe or don't you? That's the biggest question you'll ever answer. It's the eternal life or death question. Simeon and Anna believed. Old Anna voiced her thanks to God for the gift of his son. She spoke of the little Lord Jesus as her Savior so that others like us 20 centuries plus later would believe that he was indeed the one who had come to redeem Israel. And Simeon confessed Jesus to be the Lord's salvation for him, for Israel, for everyone. And that means for you. And so we sing Simeon's song of thanksgiving as our song after seeing the Lord's Christ hidden in the bread and the wine, his body and his blood in the sacrament. His body and his blood in the sacrament are the antidote to death, so that when we die, we will not lie forever in the grave, but we will see the resurrection of the body to eternal life. So as they say, we go to the sacrament as if we are going to our death, so that when we die, it will be like going to the sacrament. Not scary to meet Jesus here, is it? Not scary on the day of your death either. Either way, we are coming and going to the little Lord Jesus, the one in whom your life is hid, safe, with Christ, in God. Hid, safe, free, absolved, released. And if that's true, then you can die in peace because Jesus promises forgiveness for you there. And where there's forgiveness, there's life and salvation in Jesus. And so we pray and we say and we sing and we thank God today with old Simeon, whose voice echoes across the centuries, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all peoples, a light to reveal you to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace